Hello, Gospod! This is episode 31. I'm old. Or at least I feel old.
And I'm Valerie.
Get off my lawn!
Oh my god. Damn kids, get off my front yard!
We both injured ourselves fairly recently, so we're both feeling kind of old.
Within the last, like, 5 hours.
And an infirm and decrepit. Yeah. So Val is apparently cutting herself. Not out of depression, mind. But
no,
she
not
is kind
intentionally.
Of cutting herself.
I swear it's not intentional. It's because I don't wear gloves, and so I hurt myself.
She's putting the literal blood into blood, sweat, and tears when working on cosplay.
Woohoo! It's not fun! It hurts.
Amber just had a stupid accident and decided to pull her shoulder, so.
Wah wah. It'll be okay.
If you see me suddenly reaching up into my shirt during the episode, it's not because I'm trying to rearrange myself. It's not. It's because I am searching for my little heat pack so that I can shake it some more and so that I can keep heat on the pulled muscle or the pulled remnants of the muscle that is my shoulder. So, yeah, if you see me reaching into my shirt, it's not because I'm about to flash you. No, I'm sorry, Cospa. This is a family show.
Bow chicka bow wow.
Oh, that feels good.
Okay there.
You have no idea. It really does feel good.
Oh. I'm sure it does.
This is not the first time I've pulled my shoulder. Heat can do wonderful things. If you ever get sore muscles or sore feet from walking around, family show! Sore muscles from walking around conventions, or if you suddenly, you know, come down ill with muscle aches because you're getting con cred. Heat is a wonderful thing.
Heat is a fantastic source. Crazy lady.
Yes. So it's been a heck of a weekend. Let's just say that we've both worked our tushies off. Not literally, but pretty close. And AllCon is coming in a week, so half of us have been frantically working on cosplay stuff. The other half has not. I will admit I am the half that's not. I've been making money because I kind of need the money so that I can cosplay and pay for an apartment that will house all of my cosplay stuff. I literally got back from my road trip, from my symphony trip, about 3 hours ago, and my arms are tired, not from faux flying back from my trip, but from driving in a car for 5 hours, because it's a very, very long way out to West Texas. And while it was fun, it's really not fun to sit and drive in a car for 5 hours, looking at the same landscape over and over again for almost all of those 5 hours.
Driving in Texas is not exactly the most fulfilling thing, because there's not a whole lot in between. It's a lot of empty space and farms.
It's not. And while I was very tempted to go out to the new Texas anime convention out in Stephenville that was going on, it's like, you know, I have a lot of homework, and I have finals this week. I really can't spare the time to go and you know, party. Especially since by the time I got back into town, there was a really bad motorcycle accident on the highway, which kind of delayed my getting home even further.
Right.
Which made it a little bit more than 5 hours in the car, which was even worse. And I'm not a fan of just sitting in cars for hours and hours not doing anything, besides keeping your hands on the wheel and staying away from the semis.
Yeah.
So yeah, I haven't really had time to work on anything cosplay, simply because life got in the way. But there will be cosplay next weekend.
See, life was kind of important, so got to do it.
Yes. Yes, there will be cosplay next weekend, although unfortunately I'm not bringing any new cosplays simply because school. But I'm just going to wear a bunch of Renaissance gear because I have a bunch of it, and it's very comfortable.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's still cosplay, and it's dressy enough to be a decent costume, but not so much that I can't carry around a giant camcorder.
That's also because it's all con, too. When you think about it, I mean, it's not like an anime convention. It's not just a gaming convention. It's an everything convention. So really, it fits in perfectly.
Well, that's the only reason I'm wearing my Renaissance gear as opposed to a t-shirt and jeans. Because otherwise, I would be going in a t-shirt and jeans every
day. Are totally doing that on Friday, though, because good God, there won't be any time for us to change.
Oh, no, I'm probably going in garb on Friday.
Oh, really?
It's just a matter of... Yes, because I have some of my outfits I can change into very quickly.
Ah.
I won't really know what I'm wearing, though, until I know my work schedule for Friday for AllCon, and I won't know that schedule until we determine whether or not we have a major project launching next Monday or not.
Mm.
If it launches on Monday as planned, then I will have to work Friday, at least a part of a day on Friday, because that way I won't be behind when the project launches on Monday. If it doesn't launch on Monday, if it gets pushed back, I may be able to have the full day off.
You're lucky. I know I can't.
Whether or not I have whether or not I have the day off will determine which costume I wear.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think it's really kind of awesome that I told my boss that I may come in a Renaissance gown that day to work in case I had to go straight to the convention, and she just kind of smiled and didn't blink. And I
Aww.
Thought that was really awesome.
That's cool.
It's like, wow, I've actually freaked my boss out enough that she doesn't get freaked out anymore.
More. Yay!
Sweet.
I'm sure they would all look at me like, what the hell is wrong with you?
My coworkers know I'm strange. They've seen pictures of me. They've seen me up on stage before, so...
They're accepting
I don't think
church.
Anything I do surprises them much anymore. Yes. For the person that spins fire and rides a motorcycle and does techie stuff at home and dresses up in costumes as a hobby. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty normal.
Yeah. It's normal for us. We'll talk more about AllCon in the after session, though, because we still have to plan out our schedule. That'll be fun.
Yep.
That would be lots of
so,
fun.
Since you've been the only one working on cosplay recently, since I basically had to stop for a week, so what have you been working on?
Is my face say it all?
That doesn't say what you've been working on.
No, it doesn't say what
just
I've been
the results
on.
Of what you've been working on.
From the moment that I got home Friday evening up until now, when we've started recording this, I have just been doing nothing but crafting, nonstop. And it hit me.
That sounds like the most awesome opening to a novel ever. From the moment I started.
From the moment that I left my space at the office, it began. But I want I want Morgan Freeman to narrate it, though, because then it would just be that much cooler.
I'll go with that.
There we go. I have been doing a lot of my clay... Well, it's not really life casting, but I'm trying to do more prosthetic work and latex work. So I've been making this clay sculpture that's supposed to fit into the back of my head. That took about 8 hours of my life yesterday. And then I spent another about 4 hours today covering it with plaster to make my mold. And I also had a fun little trip to Joann's and an emergency run because the guide that I was using to make this said I only needed 4 pounds of plaster. I totally didn't need only 4 pounds. I needed like 10 pounds. So I made an emergency run up to Joann's to get more plaster. Luckily enough, for those who do not know, it is Joann's coupon commotion, which I think it's backwards on the screen because you can't really read it properly, where you basically get to make your own sale.
No, it's right side up.
Okay, cool, because it's backwards on my screen. I don't know why. But it's like, here's a row of 50% off coupons, and I got to use all of them. Yay! So everything I bought today was half off, thank goodness. But between that and I've had to paint some shoes that I'm wearing at the end of the month, I've just been nonstop sewing, and oh my God. This is why my hands hurt. This is why my hands are so freaking dry. I've been putting lotion on every hour to hopefully resuscitate them. Oh my God, I'm so tired. And I also tested out the base paint that I'll be using this weekend. I should be good on Saturday. And it's only 5 o'clock. I still have more to do before the night ends.
Yeah, I will be hitting the cosplay hard after AllCon.
Yeah.
Because then I will be on spring break.
I've got 19 days till PAX East, so I kind of have to get my ass in gear.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I need to be getting my rear end in gear. But at the same time, I have 1 week of spring break, and then I start my next class. And not only am I, you know, I have that class, and I still have one more symphony gig for the rest of this season next month. So I get a month off of symphony. But I'm teaching panels at ACON. So I'm having to start, you know, really cracking down and figuring out what the heck I'm going to say to people. I don't want to be one of those random people at cons that has a panel and they could just kind of meander metaphorically with their speech. You know, I would like to know what I'm doing and what I'm saying.
I want to point out real quick.
I mean,
I said ass and she said rear end. Which one of us is having issues today?
I understood, and I was not about to say that word.
I don't care. I've had spray paint and clay and plaster in my system, so I'm lucky that I haven't killed a bunch of brain cells right now.
See, I have to get into the mental mindset to cosplay a Goody Two-Shoes from Final Fantasy.
Yay, which is so awesome. She's going to do Final Fantasy cosplay!
Yeah, she finally turned me to the dark side, because I've never played any of the Final Fantasy games. I don't own a console. I don't own a television. I don't own one of those personal gaming systems. So I've never played any of the Final Fantasy games. I know a little bit about the plot, and I've seen Final Fantasy Advent Children, the movie. But otherwise, I know next to nothing about the series. And it's like, you have to cosplay something from Final Fantasy. It's like, okay, look through giant character compendium of awesome. Which is many, many, many dozens of pages long of characters in all the different Final Fantasies and all the different iterations. And it's
I'm
like,
sure she didn't appreciate me sending her
the list of
summons.
You know, the few, well, this was just the characters. This wasn't even the summons.
Yeah.
This was the main playable characters and the NPCs. And it's like, you know, the few that I would actually be able to cosplay with any sort of reasonableness, everybody and their brother has done at conventions before. And I'm not a person that likes to do cosplays that everybody else has done. Mm-hmm. It's almost like there's mandatory cosplays that you have to do before you're considered a real cosplayer. And I don't believe in that. So then I started looking at summons because I was like, okay, I have to be different. So she sends me giant list of awesome of summons. And it's like, okay, 3/4 of these things are not human.
Yeah.
Which would mean I would either have to create a sort of humanization of them, which I suck at, just because I'm not the creative type. I'm an engineering type. So I was like, okay, no. Carbuncle is cute, and I would love to cosplay him, but no.
I love the Bunkle.
It doesn't work that way. So aside from all of the other ones, she didn't seem too thrilled when I suggested Seraph. It's like, hey, I have wing frames. I could use them. But no, I settled on Cosmos from, I guess it's Final Fantasy Dissidia.
Yep.
And of course it had to be the Goody Two-Shoes that I chose, and I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I just was like, hey, that's a pretty decent costume design. I can reverse engineer that pretty easily. And I can just get a blonde wig. So, yay! At some point this year, I hope to be cosplaying from Final Fantasy.
Yay! That makes me happy, and I do my little happy spazzy dance. Whee! I'm converting more people. And see, here's the thing. I'm with you, too, because I'm one of those people where it's like, you don't have to cosplay this character to be a real cosplayer. I don't do any of that stuff. But there's also a ton of Final Fantasy characters that still haven't been cosplayed, and that's typically the ones that I do. All the ones I've done are almost never done, if ever. Though now that the old school ones are making a comeback, now more people are starting to do them.
I noticed that Benihime isn't watching right now, to the best of my knowledge, but she actually left a comment in my DA where I had journaled about this, and I was like, yeah, I really don't like cosplaying what everybody else does, just because it's not as memorable if you cosplay the same thing that everybody else does, a la Naruto, One Piece, et cetera, et cetera. And she was like, yeah, I'm really glad that I'm not the only one who enjoys doing this, because I don't like cosplaying stuff that everybody else does.
Yeah, I like being unique and different and original.
Exactly, and it gives you a little bit more license to be creative if very few other people have actually already done it. So I was like, yeah, I can associate with that. I kind of like being, you know, the memorable one instead of one out of 10 Narutos.
Exactly.
Yes, I know it's Naruto. I know that I'm pronouncing it the American way. I don't care right now.
She's tired. Give her a break. Who cares?
Yeah, and speaking of being stumped on cosplay, we will be addressing that, actually, here in just a short bit. But first! We have something else on our agenda. I believe you have a nifty demonstration for us.
I have my cheap man's way of life casting segment that I talked about in the last episode, but now we're going to show it this time. Enjoy!
Yay!
Welcome to my cheap man's way of making a mold of your head. This is great for if you want to start getting to more detailed cosplays that require you to use a bald cap or making your own masks or latex pieces. It's also a good way if you want to make a custom side head for like a wig head, something like this, but it actually would accommodate to your head size. Now this is the cheap man's method because it involves very, very cheap materials and possibly doing it by yourself instead of begging and pleading with somebody or bribing someone with food to help you out. Really all you need is cellophane, a wig head, one of those styrofoam wig heads that you can pick up at almost any craft store, newspaper, paper towels, and whatever mixture of plaster of Paris or paper mache that you want to go with. So you'll want to start out by first styling your hair in whatever method that you typically style it for when you wear it under a wig. It makes it a lot easier to cast yourself by doing that, but also make sure that your measurements are correct. Now, I'm sure this is probably going to apply to mostly women, not so much of the men, but there are men out there with long hair, and that's totally fine. So it's just easier if you go ahead and style it like you're planning on putting on a wig. It'll make your measurements for when you're actually styling your wig and you have your own wig head so much easier to deal with. The next part is to start taking out pieces of cellophane, aka Reynolds wrap, and start wrapping your head as necessary. Now you'll want to keep the area like in front of your face open. Not a good idea to close up your nose and your mouth with the cellophane. This is the cheap man's method because really ideally it's only going to be for like the top half and the back half of your head, not so much the front of your face or around your neck. For me, for this particular piece that I need to make out of latex, I need for it to cover my ears and along the sides of my neck, so I ended up having to wrap more than usual. And the reason that I use cellophane versus like foil is that cellophane is a little bit more difficult to rip through than foil. Plus it's so easy and it clings to everything, which can be good or bad, but in this case it's good. So once you have put on all the cellophane and you think you've got a good fit going, you'll want to take duct tape or packing tape and then start taping it down around your head. At this point you're going to start to feel it get a little bit tighter, and that's okay, that's actually pretty normal. But this allows you to take off the cellophane and it'll still be intact. Once you are all done, you can move on to the next step, which is to stick it onto a wig head. And then we're going to start paper macheing it or plastering it. You can use your own mixture of paper mache. I actually had a coupon, so I was able to get this for a reasonable price. So really, either or is your choice. You don't have to pick one or the other. But the reason that I like this one the most is because it dries really fast, so I can actually get on to sculpting with my clay later on. Now the reason that we want to paper mache it is because as it's the cellophane and it's very light and squishes, it's going to collapse under its own weight eventually. Especially since I'm going to be using clay to build up a huge structure behind it, the more weight that I add to it, the less it's going to hold together. So I know if I mache the back of it, there's going to be a sturdy structure and then I don't have to worry about it from there. And actually you can see a little bit more of the back now. kind of poofy in the back. That's where my hair is. And let me take this apart so you can kind of see it on the inside. So when I was initially taping this, I didn't do such a good job taping back here. This was still pretty loose. It's better now. So if that happens, what you'll want to do is reinforce it from the inside out. Just take little strips of tape and just start taping it and taping it. And then you get that going on. All right, so we'll put this bad boy back on. And then try your best to line it up to what you think your face features are going to be. And I know for me, that's why I have all these weird lines going on, because I know, okay, this is where my eyes are, this is where my nose is, and I remember where everything is sitting. Hey, good time to start speeding up, because now we're going to mache all this. Yay! And like I said, the reason that I like this stuff is because this is so quick and easy to use, and it takes no time for it to dry. It's fantastic. But you don't have to go with this fancy method. If you want to do your own mache paste, my personal favorite is to do one part white glue, one part warm water, and then you add in a teaspoon of salt. You add the salt because it helps keep it from molding. And now we get to have fun macheting. Yay! Also, a good tip is protect your work areas. You can see I have a ridiculous amount of paper on my table because I already know from experience this is going to get messy really, really quickly. Now, one of the reasons that I say that this is because this is the cheap man's method is because it's ridiculously easy and doesn't require a whole lot of effort. But with this, it also means that your face mold is not going to be very detailed. And ideally, I would only recommend doing this if you're needing to make yourself a new wig head that's a little bit more accurate to your measurements, or if you're trying to build like a latex mask piece for the back of your head. If you're needing to do something really detailed and requires the front of your face, get a buddy to help you and actually get the legit mold making stuff. Because this does not give you as much detail as you would hope. It's good for very simple jobs. It's definitely not meant for detailed casting. This is the other thing that I dislike about this is that you can see it's kind of got it's perforated. So the paste here to move around and makes it a little bit more malleable, but you also get a lot of holes, and you have to cover up those holes in your bandages. Otherwise, the bond doesn't hold as well. And as you'll also notice, I've pre-cut everything, so I would not have to worry too much about making a giant mess over my scissors, though that's still going to happen. Now, if there's a particular reason why you want it to look pretty, go for it. I know for me, I'm going to end up destroying this sucker when I start doing the clay pieces that I have to add on top of it. So I'm not too concerned about the aesthetic value of this. Now, I know some people who will do other methods of this. They'll use like a wire mesh instead of cellophane, which is fine. If it's something that you think that you're not going to destroy later on, then yeah, go for the wire mesh. The wire mesh is actually really easy to work with and it's incredibly stable. However, in my case, I am going to be cutting this apart. So having that wire in the way just makes it incredibly cumbersome and even more difficult to work with. I know, how exciting is this? Watching me plaster something. Woohoo! And there are people who will do this directly to the back of their head. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with it whatsoever. I personally have an issue with the huge mess that it creates all over the floor. And I kind of want to keep my bathroom as clean as possible. I'm not a big fan of making giant messes for no reason. Also, a good tip, if for some reason or another you find that you don't use the entire bag, which will happen, I mean, unless you have a really big project, you're probably going to end up using the entire roll. But if you don't, the bag that these originally come in are not resealable, so just get yourself a resealable bag, probably about a gallon size or so. Oh, and if you're curious about the water temperature, it's just lukewarm water. That's the only reason. It doesn't need to be hot water, it doesn't need to be cold water, it just needs to be water. This particular material activates with water. That's the only caveat. And it's also microwavable. Why you want to stick this in the microwave, I do not know. It does not improve the drying time, so I would strongly recommend not doing that. You also can't stick it in the oven. Again, why you would stick it in the oven, I do not know. And it does not improve the drying time. And really, if you can't wait 20 minutes, then you've got issues. That's all I can say. And what I'm doing here is I'm trying to even out this weird little bump area that I've got. So, I think we are good. There you go.
And we're back.
Yeah, jazz hands!
Exactly. See, I have music on the brain because we just did a giant big band sort of concert.
Oh, so okay.
So now I have like those sort of music things because it was very Broadway on the brain.
I was listening to the Beatles before we started this, so...
Our next concert next month is Beatles.
Oh, where's it going to be at? Now I want to see it.
Well, it's in West Texas, but sadly, they actually don't allow recordings of it.
Aww.
Like, even musicians can't record it. We can't record it because of licensing reasons. I actually asked.
Okay, that kind of makes sense.
So if there were any way to access the radio station out there that broadcasts it, I'll have to see if I can get their information. But if I can get the radio information and you can track it down on the internet, then you can
awesome.
Listen in.
That would be cool, because I'll be crafting away while listening to you.
They broadcast it live, so that's the only way to hear it unless you're there in person.
Oh, cool. I love the Beatles. I'm such a Beatlehead, so it's great. Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to have a tribute band with us or not. They haven't said yet.
That would be kind of interesting. That'll be a nice mix and very confusing.
Well, we usually, for the pop style concerts, we end up having, you know, a combo. We have a drum kit. We actually have a drummer.
Yeah.
We have an electric bass. We have extended band section, so we have saxophones in there.
Makes sense.
So, you know, they bring in all of the bells and whistles. It's just a matter of whether or not they actually have singers come in or if the arrangements are just all instrumental.
Right.
Because when we did, I know the name of the dude, Frank Sinatra.
Oh.
We did a Sinatra concert. It was called Simply Sinatra. And they actually had, he doesn't even call himself an impersonator, but that's what he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he sounds just like Sinatra.
Ooh.
It's very eerie.
His it's name kind of is, creepy and cool.
His name is Steve Lippett. Lippett. I think it's two T's at the end.
He sounds
very good.
Familiar. I wonder if that's the one that was on the Broadway show.
I believe so. He came and sang with us during our last Pops concert, so that was
okay.
Awesome.
Cool.
But anyways, moving on from our non-cosplay tangent.
Sorry about music.
Yeah, I always have music on the brain.
Well, hey, here's I'll make this into the segue. Here we go. Because I do use music as my inspiration for when I'm trying to look up new cosplays. Ah. Segue.
You get 2 brownie points for that.
Yes! I'm all about the brownies.
To be used for redemption for brownies at a later date.
To date. Yay!
But at any rate, we actually ended up posting this on our Facebook prior to doing it on this episode, but for those who aren't on Facebook, basically our prompt was what do you do when you're stumped for new cosplay ideas? Because, you know, for myself at least, I have been in kind of a rut in terms of finding new things to cosplay, because I don't own access to a console, I don't own a television, so I don't have access to this library of new anime, movies, video games, you know, TV shows, that sort of thing. So the question is, well, what do you do when you're stumped? How do you get new ideas? Like, do you just randomly go off and watch whatever the newest anime is? And do you have the Facebook by chance pulled up?
I don't have it pulled up, but I know that one of the comments was from Mandy. And she was actually talking about if she's ever stuck on something, she'll start watching new things, she'll start playing new video games. It's just a myriad of a number of things. So for her, it's just going out and finding new material. And sometimes it'll spark you, and sometimes it'll make you go, oh, hey, I wanted to do something from this old series from like 20 years ago, so why don't I just do that? Sometimes something like that. I know for me, I have a giant spreadsheet of Doom. So if I ever get lost on what to do next, I just look at my spreadsheet and I'm like, oh yeah, I totally wanted to do that. That's it.
Yeah, both the responses on Facebook were actually something to that effect of watch new things. So then I guess my question would be, well, how do you know what to watch? Like, for example, I am somebody who prefers to cosplay from the fantasy magical genre. So how do you know what sort of series something is without actually watching it?
Yeah.
Like, how do you know what to go to?
This is where my film stuff comes in. You have to not be afraid to just randomly click and watch new things, which I know sounds really bad and really dirty, but it's really not. Like, if you go through Hulu or Netflix or something like that, I know that they have a ton of anime now.
This is family-friendly content.
This
listeners.
Is family-friendly, I promise.
We're not telling you to go out and watch other things for inspiration.
This is why I suggested Netflix and Hulu, which are family-friendly and very safe. But, I mean, they have such a large array of anime and fantasy that a lot of times you're not going to know what it's like until you start watching it. So literally it's just luck of the draw, start watching it, see what you like. And just, I mean, really go with it. One of my goals with working on my PhD is I try to watch 5 new movies every week. It doesn't mean they have to be new releases out in America. This is everything from the last 100 plus years of filmmaking from every country. And just having all those new things come in alters my perception, helps improve upon my experience and my knowledge. So a lot of times it's just going out there, making that click, and like, okay, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to watch this. I might not like it, but I won't know until I watch. Just got to be brave and be bold.
So basically you just need a giant library of media to choose from and just pick one.
Hulu and Netflix. Hulu is very awesome.
I agree. Hulu is very awesome, although do they have anime on Hulu?
You know what? There have been some problems with that lately, and I don't know anime. They should have a pretty decent list.
Okay. The reason I ask is that the vast majority of conventions that I attend personally tend towards anime.
They do. They have it.
Okay.
I know that their list has been fluctuating lately, but they do have a pretty large database.
Okay, that's good to know.
Let's just start watching and exploring, having fun.
Well, that'll also help when I'm working on crafting myself, is I actually have a second monitor sitting next to me that I use as my television that basically just hooks up to my laptop, and that's how I watch TV when I'm crafting. So I guess I can just go to Hulu and pick one and then just, you know, have the second monitor facing me as I'm crafting, and I can just kind of not really watch, but just kind of idly watch.
Yeah.
As cosplayers do when they have something on in the background.
I
so
do
that
I can
too. Get other ideas.
I do that with any new animes that I've been meaning to watch, but it's like kind of in the background and I'll catch it every now and then. I do that with music too. Actually, that's how I've been doing some of the costumes I'm doing this year. It's just been, oh, that soundtrack was just playing on my playlist. I totally want to cosplay from that now. So music is a huge influence for me.
Yeah.
And then I start crafting the South Park, so, you know, take that as you will.
I know that something else that I've been looking at as I look for new cosplays or things to cosplay is something called the Anime Character Database.
Yeah, I've been down that road.
And there's a couple that are decently large. You basically have to have a decently large database, or you're not going to be able to get enough to have any sort of new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But you can set it for certain characteristics, because, for example, I'm not going to cosplay somebody under the age of 12.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to happen. Not only do I not have the body shape for it, but it has other implications if you are cosplaying somebody that age.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're 12 and you want to cosplay somebody 12, that's different. But somebody my age should probably not be cosplaying somebody under the age of 12, frankly. So you can set it for certain characteristics, because I also prefer characters that have long hair.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm so used to having long hair that it's a little easier to hide my own hair under long hair. So I also tend to set gender, because it's a little easier for me to cosplay female characters than it is for me to cosplay male characters for obvious physical reasons. So that tends to make it a little easier when you're searching for a new character, is to be able to filter out what you're not going to use, because there's a ton of characters.
Oh,
and I didn't realize this, because apparently the Anime Character Database, which you can just Google Anime Character Database, includes video games too.
Yeah, it includes video games. It also includes adult material, because it seems like every time I go on there and I try to narrow down the choices, there was actually this one that I really considered, because the image was so beautiful. This woman in this really great flowing kimono, and had like 12 layers on it. It was just like ridiculous, but so pretty. And then I saw what it was tied to, and I was like, nope. Moving on.
That was actually one of the comments I saw when I was looking online for different databases. Many of the comments about the Anime Character Database were like, this is full of hentai.
Yeah.
This is full of things that I can't realistically cosplay from, and I'm not sure if that's because the pictures are not family friendly on the database, or if it's because the series that they're from is not family friendly.
It's the
or
series,
both.
Because a lot of what I've been finding is the character images are totally fine. The series are not family friendly.
Well, most of the images are fine. Even if you turn on the safe filter, and I will say this goes for any database, including if you use like Google Image Search. Just because you turn on the safe filter does not necessarily mean that all of the images that you get will be family friendly, because it's kind of a subjective thing as to what is considered family friendly and what crosses the actual line of family friendliness.
Yep.
And some of the images in the Anime Character Database really push that line. Even with safe filter on, which I had the safe filter on just because I don't want to cosplay anything that's not family friendly, because the convention's family friendly, so I wouldn't be able to bring it if I wanted to. So even with that on, it's like, are all of these artists perverts? I mean, some of these things are, one, not physically possible. They're like Barbie. And two, it's like, you're basically doing the legal minimum of what it takes to cover things.
Yeah.
Male or female. And it leaves absolutely nothing to the imagination.
Issue number 3, a lot of them defy the laws of gravity.
Well, that kind of comes with the territory of anime.
Laws of gravity sometimes do not exist.
Yeah, that's
fantasy world.
That's really not anything out of the ordinary. Just, I think we were talking about this last time, is half the costumes don't have any seams.
Oh,
well, no, none of the costumes have seams. So you kind of have to invent your own seams. Or you have to hide them very creatively.
I hate that so much.
Needless to say, I mean, there are always issues with animated costumes, because at least with movies that are physically filmed, not CGI, physically filmed, somebody had to make that costume. So there are seams somewhere, because you have to put it on an actual person.
Thank God.
But anything that is generated by something that does not involve a human body, then they don't have to put seams in it if they don't want to, because nobody has to physically wear the thing. So
don't we try to make
Construction is definitely a big factor in deciding whether or not you can cosplay something, is whether or not you're actually capable of making that costume. And I, you know, you end up, if you've been doing it for a little while, you end up kind of knowing the limit of your own talents. I mean, you kind of get a sense of, yeah, with a little bit of effort, I could do this. Or, yeah, if I learn this one technique, I could do this. Or, there's no way I could do that without extensive practice, extensive training, you know, money, time, props, materials, tools. So you kind of get a sense of, I can do this, or no, I can't do this. And there's some costumes, Final Fantasy was definitely full of these, that I know I'm just not capable of doing right now, or that they would not suit my body proportions. Mm-hmm. 'Cause obviously you want to pick a costume that looks good on you, right?
Yeah, of course.
You don't want to be cardboard Gundam guy. as much as I appreciate what cardboard Gundam guy is doing, and I get it, at the same time, you don't really want to be cardboard Gundam.
You don't
want to
be cardboard Gundam. My final note on this, animators are jerk faces. Add one little scene. That's all I want. Just add the scene. Okay.
And on that note... No, this does not represent the views of CosPod. This is just the views of Val. That's my disclaimer.
You're awesome.
But, yes, I know. This is... When I'm tired, it gets worse than normal. Like, my pun
it's
runs,
go downhill from
my,
there.
My thinking, it just gets worse. It really does.
This is going to be a fun after session, huh?
Oh, yes. Also, I'm going to check on this really quickly if I can. I don't suppose you have iTunes handy.
Oh, no, not handy. I'm sorry. I closed it.
Okay. I am pulling it open right now because... We had our iTunes contest finish
right.
up. And I'm going to pull this open really quickly. As I had checked right before I left on my trip. And unfortunately, we hadn't had any entries at that point, which I was a little sad. Not because we didn't have any entries, but just because I'm always trying to get the podcast out to more people. Mm-hmm. And the way to do that is to make it more visible. Without, you know, spamming ads and doing things that, I try not to do that sort of thing. And basically, you know, our outlets are iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, DeviantArt. Okay. Aw, there are no ratings. So unfortunately, we did not have any participants in the iTunes contest. But
bad
it's okay.
Case.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and rate my own podcast because that's kind of something. That's something I won't repeat on the podcast. We don't want to give it an explicit rating, but it would not be appropriate.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so PC.
You are way too PC. That's why we have an after session.
We will. I know. But we will try with another contest in the near future because we still have Epic Cosplay sponsoring us.
Yep.
As far as contest prizes go. So we will have something in the very near future on our social media for that announcement. Also, if anybody in the audience has suggestions on what you would like to see us do for contests, we're always open to suggestions because we can't always come up with this stuff very easily in a way that everybody can participate. So if you have suggestions, let us know. I told you it gets wackier and worse.
It does. Is there anything else that we need to add? I think that covers all things for our episode, I want to say.
I believe that covers things for episode 31. Next episode will be AllCon wrap-up.
Woohoo!
And possibly at least one more tutorial and a product review. So, yay!
Woohoo! Make sure to check us out on our webpage, www.cosplay.org, and our Facebook /cosplaypodcast, and we have the Twitters, and we have the Yahtubes, and the YouTubes, and the Yahoos, and the whatever. I'm so tired, and she's full of fumes. Ugh. You know what I'm trying to say, so go visit our stuff.
Yep, keep in contact, because we actually really enjoy chatting with you guys outside of the podcast, too. So
absolutely.
Make friends!
Yay, happy times.
Yep, with that, yep, shout out to all of our Facebook friends and our international listeners. Mwah. We will see you guys next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye!